Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The light and dark, the contrast is stark, the color tool's arc that shifts gray to, hey, that's it. All made real on the XPS. More than a photographer, you're a biographer. Writing the rules, this is your school of shadows, of shutter. Every thought you utter is how you get into it with the XPS. Get into your universe at Dell.com/XPS. Verified for exceptional experiences with Intel Evo platform.
This is a dirty game, bro. And what I've always said is all is fair in love, war, and challenges, 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 and challenges.
Welcome to another episode of Love, War, Challenges. I am MTV Malik. He is Tyler Louder. She is Becky at Giftmaster Bex. And of course, we are joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Antonio, a.k.a. The Bananas Defender. What's really good, guys? What's shaking with y'all?
Straight chilling.
Okay, somebody's been hanging out with their black friends. Becky, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, you know, self-isolation, getting my knee drained. It's all fun times.
And Tyler, how are you doing in your quietest voice possible?
We are going insane here. There's three of us going to school right now, including my six-year-old. My wife's teaching, and then I still got classes online. It is fighting for computer space. It is chaotic.
We have a very, very nice quarantine going on. House has never been this clean.
Oh,
never.
Jesus. Wait, so all the schools, like, were you guys already closed?
Yes.
Till May 1st.
Our schools are all closed until, I believe, the 8th of April, as of right now.
Mine are closed to the 20th. But all colleges are done for the semester. Like, public schools, they'll go back 20th of April.
Let's go ahead and throw it back for a little bit. If you guys don't remember, in between seasons 33 and seasons 34, we jumped back in time and we redid The Island episode by episode, and we posted all of those episodes directly to our Twitter. I'm sure that there is no copyright claims there. So we decided to go back and kind of go into a deep dive, kind of ask ourselves a very important question about some of the events that happened on the island. And that very important question is, What if?
So, looking back on the island, as I keep saying, this is like the iconic era of key moments in the challenge history. One of those key moments was, Antonio said it, like, when I say the island, what do you think of?
Johnny Bananas' first win, baby.
Johnny Bananas being a dick.
Exactly. There you go. And that's what Becky said, too. Okay, well, what if Abram never got a phone call on the island? He never found out about that little 2 minutes he got, that his company was losing a major sale. He was potentially going to lose one of his biggest clients. And it pretty much forced himself to throw himself into elimination against Derek and Johnny, even though he already had a key, thus asking for the jury to send him home. In a 9-5 vote or 9-6 vote, he still almost stayed. So what if Abram never receives that phone call? What do you guys think would happen?
Well, if Abram never receives that phone call, then Johnny Bananas doesn't get his first win. He loses. That is by far the most direct action that happens. If he's not begging to go home, he's not going home. Because people generally like Abram.
The way I see it, though, if Abram doesn't get the phone call, he's not volunteering himself again into that matchup. So who knows? Maybe a third person goes in and someone else wins, or maybe Johnny wins. Like, it's the biggest what if is that is he doesn't get the phone call, he's not volunteering, so there is no Aben versus Banana situation because he has the key already. Why would he give himself up like that?
Because he's crazy. He's insane. He literally, when he voted himself in, he did it like on the moment's notice. He literally looked around and said, wait, who's in there? I want a piece of that pie, to quote him himself.
He had all intention.
Here's the bigger impact too. You say Johnny Bananas doesn't get his first win. So yes, he might have not went in. But my whole thing was is that he's crazy enough that he might have sent himself in anyways. We're going to hypothetically say he still sends himself in. If Johnny Bananas gets sent home in that vote, not only does he not get his first win, but his next season he returns to, the Ruins, he doesn't get a second win. This kind of puts Johnny Bananas on an early exit type of challenger that kind of is a floater. You know, he's one of those guys that can make it a midway through, but then he always gets sent out because he doesn't build that strong alliance. This would have changed who the face of the challenge is, I believe, tenfold. I think maybe he still could have won a challenge, but he wouldn't have been on these seasons in the future as long as he was. To develop these relationships, to develop these rivalries. Him and Wes probably never would have been rivals.
I mean, Johnny was always really friendly with Kenny and the Evans. So I think he would eventually have been put into the mob no matter what. So I think he would have ended up with more wins. I don't think he would have won the island. I don't think he had the prowess at that point with his politics that he would have been able to make it through to that next round. I also agree that Abram is crazy. He's put himself into crazier situations than putting himself into elimination twice when he was already safe. So I honestly think that Abram would have done it just for shits and giggles because it's Abram. And I honestly think Johnny would have gone home. Even if Abram hadn't gone in, I think he would have also been the one that went home.
Well, what if Abram doesn't go in? Who do you guys think is that third person to step up?
I think... If I can jump in here, I don't think that anybody would step up. I think the group would vote in Tyree, who was still in his second season at that time. He was still a rookie, because that way they know Derek and Johnny could have guaranteed that they would have stayed. I like that question because now we're projecting that Abram doesn't go into elimination. Banana stays. However, Abram is going to be in that final going up against Bananas and Derek.
I mean, I could see Dunbar stepping into that area and saying that he wanted to get in on that key if Abram hadn't volunteered. I think Dunbar would have jumped in.
Regardless, though, whoever the third person is, I don't see that third person taking over Johnny or Derek at all.
I mean, I can see Dunbar taking out Johnny. Nah. Dunbar, I think, is a very underrated competitor. But, and I think he actually has a lot more of an ability than people give him credit for.
Dunbar? Early into the season, I don't think he had strong connections enough to save him. Like Abram, the reason why he got not was it five votes his way was because they just hated Johnny. No one really.
I still
said,
think he would. I think he still would have been safe because everybody would have rather have sent Johnny home than Dunbar.
I don't know.
In my opinion, because Johnny had just burnt too many bridges, and as much as Dunbar is Dunbar, he didn't do that. He didn't put himself into a position to be the most hated person on that floor. And that always would be at that point Johnny, especially with the people who were playing. None of them liked him.
Dunbar's trash. Dunbar's not beating anybody in elimination. The only thing he could beat is his meat. He's way too drunk, way too problematic.
Wow.
People barely like him as is. He showed his true colors at the end of it. I put no faith in Dunbar at all. Didn't Dunbar was like, wasn't he the one walking around with like a knife in his back pocket during the Real World?
I'm not sure.
I stopped watching Real World before Dunbar got
really? I stopped watching. Actually, I seen it. Atlanta. That's why I stopped watching the Real World. Watch them all.
But I want to say the last one I saw was Hawaii.
Really? You didn't see Skeletons or Go Big or Go Home? Skeletons.
No. I had no inclination to watch Skeletons or Go Big or Go Home. And at the time, I don't even think I had cable. So
fair enough. I got a what if question. What if Abram is never stung by a swarm of wasps?
That doesn't change anything.
Abram didn't give a fuck about getting swarmed by wasps.
Listen, when he got stung by the wasp, that's when he went crazy. He was perfectly sane before that.
perfectly sane and Abram don't belong in the same sentence.
Didn't he do his own tattoos prior to that season?
I think he was doing his tattoos afterwards. Because I think I really saw him get really into the self-tattooing in, like, after Cutthroat.
Oh.
I don't know. Anybody who's starting to self-tattoo, that's something to reconsider.
Okay, so let's get rid of all that speculation we just had right there. Okay, Abram still gets his phone call. You know, he still goes home. Johnny Bananas is still running camp, and everybody is starting to see that Johnny Bananas should have never been a good guy back on the Inferno. So, Evelyn wins the last opportunity to steal a key. Let's say she doesn't take Dunbar's key, and she sticks true to her character, and she does a big old F you, you know, to the mob, and she takes one of their keys. We could assume it's Johnny Bananas. We can keep it there. Whose key does she take? And does she still go down the same boat? Who's on what boats?
So it's simple. If she takes Johnny's key or Kenny's key, she isn't on the red boat. Because she can only take one of theirs. If she take Kenny's, Johnny's making sure she's not on there. She take Johnny's, Kenny's making sure she's not on there. Derek is probably a little bit more flexible, but they have enough loyalty at that time to not allow that either. Dunbar? It's expendable. Always has been. I don't care what Cutthroat says.
Oh, yeah, I agree with Malik. I think if she does take Johnny's key, I don't think Evelyn's on the winning boat. I think Paula takes her place, and Dunbar will take Evelyn's place, and Obi, Kenny, Derek, Dunbar, and Paula, and they'll be winning it.
I'll tell you this straight up and down. If you replace Evelyn with anybody else in the game, red boat still wins.
I agree.
I can see that. And this is because they have the strongest players. I'll be 100% honest. I think Kenny is loyal enough to Johnny that if Evelyn had taken Johnny's key, he wouldn't have included her in the boat. I do. I remember I distinctly had this conversation with Derek and asked him if he would have chosen to have Evelyn still on the boat if she had taken Johnny's key. And he openly said, yeah. Because she was the strongest girl.
He would have been outvoted.
So he would have taken her no matter what. So I think that Derek would have been okay with it. I do not think Kenny would have been okay with it. And since Kenny was the one choosing people, I think she would have easily been on the other boat.
What if Kenny's the odd man out and then Derek and Evelyn go both leave? Then it would be Kenny, Paula, Dunbar, and whoever the fourth person is that's not named Derek or Evelyn.
Now, Derek leaving that's a big deal. But once again, do they still lose? I mean, if it's Johnny, Paula, Dunbar, and somebody else, do they still win? Probably.
I think if you put Evelyn and Derek on their own boat with any two other people not named Kenny, I think it's a lot closer than it sounds.
I think it's closer. I still don't think it gets done. The fact of the matter is, even Evelyn can compete on the same level as men, and she can probably be a large level of them. But the fact of the matter is, the main meat of it is Johnny, Kenny, Derek. They get it done. Even if you remove one of them from that situation, as long as you got two of those people together, they get it done. Because Derek and Ryan, I don't think they're going to be able to produce as a Johnny and Kenny together. That's and also synergy. These guys trust each other. These guys want nothing more. I'm telling you, that drives a lot. These guys want nothing more than to win the money with each other. I'm not saying, you know, Ryan doesn't or anybody else or Jen doesn't, but that the mob was very, very tight for a lot of good reasons, and you can see that synergy in action when they're rowing that boat on their way to a championship.
I fully agree. And honestly, you see how well they did work together. And the other team, even though, you know, they tried, they didn't even get close, in my opinion, to even getting where they needed to be. And that's with people who are more experienced, like sailors, I guess, the way of saying it, because Robin was on the other boat, right? You would think that Robin would have been able to steer that boat to victory. But being that she does do that. But I'll be honest, I don't. Yeah, I honestly don't see anybody but the mob winning.
Robin is the sailing, what Harvey Weinstein is the consent. I ain't never seen her on a boat. Ever.
Wow. That's I'm a fucked up. Guy. Put some respect on Robin's name.
Okay, hang on a second though. I'm curious about this because if the boat, the winning boat, doesn't have Johnny Bananas, they have Dunbar, but they don't have Evelyn, they have Paula. I think Evelyn might be a big enough upgrade over Paula to get the win for this team. I mean, it'd be Evelyn, Jen, Ryan, and Robin. I just think it would be a lot closer than people think. I think Evelyn was the second best person on that boat, personally. It wasn't an endurance thing. It was all about upper body strength. And I don't think Kenny's as great as people think he is. That's my thing.
Way too many finals.
Because of his politics. Because of his politics. He's not great in one-on-one eliminations. He chokes in a lot of seasons. He disqualifies a lot. He doesn't actually step up and is the best performer on his team. He's just really good at the social game. One of the best social players out there. That's why he's in finals.
I challenge you there. He also wins a shitload of dailies. And winning dailies keeps you out of trouble. A lot of people are going to say it's politics. A lot of people are going to say because he has the mob. It's the fact that he wins dailies. Winning dailies, this is why people should be afraid of Paulie. Because Paulie wins dailies. Paulie is...
There's a difference.
What's the difference?
Well, Paulie's doing a lot of individual or pairs winning where he's probably the best person on his team. Kenny was always the... If it was basketball, he'd be the sixth man. He can motivate. He can get everybody going. But I mean, if you remember Inferno 2, he was surrounded with Darrell and Abram, Derek, Evelyn. He was surrounded with so many better players that he never got to stand out, in my opinion.
But the challenges were so much easier back
okay,
then.
Okay, well, let's...
These challenges are much more difficult. I think it would be harder for... I think if Paulie went back in time and was doing it when they were doing it, he would have won everything. Because that's just the kind of athlete he was and is.
Yeah, winning dailies is so underrated. Winning dailies means you're not even up for elimination. So yeah, politics helped up. But the reason why Kenny seemed to skate a whole bunch is because you couldn't vote him in. Because he won the daily. I mean, think about it. Most of his seasons, he's won, or either his number two in his alliance has won anywhere between 60 to 70% of the dailies. It was rare that he was in a position to even be voted in. Paulie has been doing that since he's not Final Reckoning, but War of the Worlds 1, War of the Worlds 2. A lot of times, Paulie wasn't even worried about getting voted in because you couldn't vote him in. Couldn't vote him in. Ask him. Even Carver. Carver wins a shitload of dailies. Not as many as what you may think, but winning dailies is one of the biggest keys. It's probably...
And that people being terrified of meeting you in an elimination. That too. Which is
that's what CT has. People just...
Yeah. CT has that too. I think they're both really feared when it comes to eliminations. For different reasons.
On the Kenny subject, because this is about a what-if situation with this, but I'm going to touch on Kenny one more time and say this again.
Touch on Kenny.
No, that's sorry. I don't want to get banned from the challenge. So I don't want to do that. My thing with Kenny is that he's always been surrounded by elite players. He's always had the best of the best as his partners. The only time he hasn't was when he had Tina as his partner on his opening season. Back on Fresh Meat. But those guys, until late in the season, were getting disqualified, were finishing in the bottom three about every time until they got to about 5-6. And then they started winning.
Well, that was also a good portion because Coral and Evan got knocked out due to injuries.
Exactly.
I'll be 100% honest. What if that? Because I highly doubt
that's
they get any further.
That's on a, that. That's on a what if in the future. We have that. I have that written down. But Kenny, I feel like, is very overrated for his gameplay. I mean, he was partnered with all those guys on Inferno. He's got Johnny to rely on here as a shield. He's got Paula, Derek, Dunbar as an alliance, Johanna. He goes to Rivals. He has Wes. He's on Fresh Meat too. He has Laurel. He's never had a situation where he hasn't, I mean, except for the duel won, where he was knocked out third because he was by himself and didn't have an elite partner. But I'm neither here nor there. I just state the facts.
But yet again, he has great politics.
But, he's a really good competitor.
I think he was enough of a good competitor that he was able to fly under the radar. because of his personality and because of how well he performed.
I wouldn't describe under the radar for anything Kenny does at all.
Well, he's very popular.
I know exactly what you're talking about too.
So essentially what we're concluding here is that we kind of all are in agreement here on this what if. It's a nice little softball what if Abram doesn't get that phone call, Johnny Bananas probably doesn't stay. He gets eliminated. He doesn't win his first two championships. If Evelyn takes a key, she probably robs herself of getting her second championship. And Dunbar and Paula get their first championship.
So what I'm getting from that is you are completely invalidating Johnny Bananas' first championship.
I'm putting an asterisk next to it saying that he's very lucky that production happened to give Abram a cell phone on a season where they had
Everyone
nothing.
Everyone got a cell phone. Everyone got a phone call home.
Okay.
But you ignored what if though in that situation, because yes, you guys say Abram's crazy, but there's no guarantee he's going into elimination. He has his key. He might take this one out. He might jump into the next one. There's no saying he's going into this one. So to put an asterisk next to Johnny Banana's first win, I don't see it. I'm not just saying it because of who I am. I'm just, there's always a situation where, you know, Abram doesn't go in at all. You see someone like Dunbar, then what you see, Johnny and Derek both took out Abram the first round. So let's say they do the same thing, same strategy, take out Abram. And then Johnny and Derek say, you know what, give the key to Johnny because Derek has a better chance of beating Dunbar in whatever it's called. And then Johnny gets his key, and then there you go. And then now the whole season itself is different again because Johnny has his key.
Even better. What if when Abram leaves, he gives his key to Evelyn?
I mean, he can give his key to anyone, honestly. That's like a big what if, too. Like, who knows? Like, why Dunbar of all people? Like, there's so many people left at this
stage. That was very surprising.
I was wondering why he gave it to Dunbar. Like, I was like, I don't even think you close like that.
Okay, so I want to go back to the first what if with Abram. I'm going to give you guys two votes. I'm going to say Abram wins, keeps the key, Johnny Bananas goes home, therefore Dunbar doesn't get his key, and Evelyn doesn't lose her key from Johnny Bananas, okay? Boat, red boat, winning boat, Paula, Kenny, Derek, Robin is probably the vet that would take the place of Dunbar in that situation with no Bananas, no Dunbar. The second boat, the losing boat, has Jen, Ryan, Evelyn, and Abram.
Mm.
Now who wins?
I think
to Abram's team.
I give it to the red boat.
I would have to give it to the red boat mainly because it's Kenny, Johnny, and
Derek. Johnny's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said
Paula, Robin, Kenny, and Derek.
Robin knows boats.
Now she knows boats.
Now she knows boats.
When I was making the point, who gives a fuck if she knew about boats? But no, I honestly give it to Abram because he is honestly good at everything.
Well,
like everything.
She knows boats with a stronger team.
I give it to Anna, Abram and Evelyn any day, no matter who they had with them.
That's tough because even if they lose, it's not by a lot. I think Abram going wild somehow. That's hard to call.
Here's another thing, too, that we're not even thinking about. If Johnny Bananas gets sent home, Rachel Robinson probably doesn't get voted out because he was the biggest component of her getting voted out. She probably would have stayed over Jen. So now the boat would be Abram, Rachel, Ryan, and Evelyn.
Well, the whole season itself changes because the whole dynamic it's one big thing. There's no guarantee these eight are still in the boats because Johnny leaves. Let's say Kenny loses his key at one point, or because that's his biggest ally.
Because now you got Robin, Evelyn,
Kellyanne,
and now Evelyn. Yeah, now they got a little crew going after them.
I can't see them taking Kenny's key though.
Yeah, he's too like he's too tight with a lot of them. People like him way too much.
I can't see anybody going after his key.
When you got numbers, it changes you.
Yeah, but I think that he was well enough liked and he kept himself in the good graces of people. And with that, I think he would have still maintained.
I think they keep Derek over Kenny any day.
What if Derek jumps in the boat with Abram?
At this point, Derek isn't nearly as well liked as he is in later seasons. Derek, at this point, It's still pretty early for him. He's still a wild card.
But I think that's what helps him out. He's a wild card, so it doesn't hurt for him to move sides. With Kenny, they know he's one-sided right now. Yes, he might be friendly with them or like be close with them, but at the end of the day, if you're working against me, that's always going to come into effect later on in the season.
Honestly, Kenny will go with whatever the wind blows. So if he sees that something's not turning the way he wants it to, he'll switch sides without qualm. And I think people would take him because he was a strong competitor in everybody's mind. So everybody would have jumped in and taken him, in my opinion.
I would agree.
This was fun. I like this because like it's literally just like you never know what the next person's going to say. You never know. That's what I enjoy about these.
Yeah, it's one big conversation. No game plan. Just jump right into it.
Yeah, freestyle.
Obviously.
Yeah, you haven't noticed already.
Anyway.
I was going to say.
I think it went well.
I mean, even if it was scripted, Antonio's takes would still be bad. So it really doesn't matter. So.
My takes were good. What the fuck? Like, I had good points and good what ifs.
Dissed and dismissed.
All right, Pod Stars. Thank you for giving us some of your time. We appreciate you. We love you guys. Make sure you visit shop.lwcpodcast.com for all of your Love War challenges, the hit list, and general challenge gear.
Frozen?
Bananas. Close us out.
Well, what you forgot to say was...
You're such a dick! I was like, did he seriously freeze?
Another great episode, Podsters. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you stay updated by following us on Twitter and Instagram at LWC Podcast. Join us up on Facebook at facebook.com/lovewarchallenges. Join our discussions on Reddit under the challenge subreddit at LWC Podcast. Also, check out our website, lwcpodcast.com. Make sure when you listen to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and YouTube, give us 5 stars, give us a great review, and most importantly, subscribe. Have a great day, Podsters. Peace. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.